From the California Institute of Technology, this is the Lowdown on Science with Sandrit Singh Low.
Frantically searching your AM dial for a darn traffic report? Not so fast, my brothers and sisters. Take a moment in the space between radio stations to appreciate the cosmic wonder of the hiss. 10% of that hiss is a message broadcast over 13 billion years ago, not long after the universe was born. Just after the Big Bang, the universe was a hot soup of elementary matter particles all mixed up with particles of light, bumping into each other. As the universe expanded and cooled, the bumping decreased until, after a few 100,000 years, things cooled down enough to let the elementary particles combine and form atoms without being slammed apart again. Since light interacts with atoms less strongly than it does with elementary particles, it could freely zip through the universe for the first time in the universe's history. That first light is still around today, but because of the universe's expansion, it has stretched out into long waves. Microwaves. Yeah. The same stuff you use to zap popcorn. Scientists call it the cosmic microwave background, or the CMB. By studying the CMB, scientists now know what the universe was like back then, how old it is, 13.7 billion years, and what it is made of now, 73% energy and 27% matter. And you thought AM radio was boring. FM radio, well, never mind.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by Caltech in Pasadena, California, on the web at caltech.edu, and by 89.3 KPCC. Support comes from TIAA CREF, Financial Services for the Greater Good, on the web at tiaa-cref.org.